verse 40. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Now, I don't think that it was that they had no faith at all. It's just that they looked as if they had no faith. I know we can sometimes be like this. When we face a crisis, we just behave as if we had absolutely no faith at all. When we're facing difficult decisions, we begin to think and reason as if it's all just a matter of economics and geography and politics and stuff, and begin to reason as if we had no faith at all. And that's the way that these disciples looked. They looked as if it was just like, "Oh, there's a storm, we're doomed." And Jesus says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They did have faith. They'd given up their livelihoods as fishermen to follow Jesus. They believed he was the Messiah. That took faith. They had faith. But in the face of a crisis, they found themselves cowardly. And that's the way it's translated in the NET Bible. It says, "Why are you cowardly?" I think that captures the essence of it perfectly. It's like we have faith, but when we're faced with life's crises, we're so scared to exercise it and to trust Christ. We just want to reason our way out of it, work our way out of it, plan our way out of it. And there's nothing wrong with reasoning, working, and planning. But as followers of Jesus Christ, our confidence must supremely be in him. And they behave as if they had no faith. Now I wonder, what do you think faith would have looked like in this situation? What I wonder if it might have looked like this is believing that because Jesus had said, "Let's go to the other side," they would get to the other side, irrespective of whether or not there was a storm. Is that not what their faith, what faith would have looked like in that situation? Believing that because Jesus had said, "Let's go to the other side," they would get there, irrespective of whether or not there was a storm. They just didn't do that. And Jesus speaks to them almost as if they had no faith. There's no way they were going to drown. That's faith. Believing that the outcome will ultimately be good just because he has said so. Check out Romans 8:28 if you don't believe that. So, there we are, almost at the other side. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And that is such a rebuke to us, isn't it, too, really? That so often we do behave, you know, like people who don't have faith, even if we claim to believe in Jesus. Verse 41. The end of the story, they were terrified and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Their terror of the storm had given way to an even greater terror of the one who was in the boat with them. Who is this? Well, who is this? This is Jesus of Nazareth. This is the man, Christ Jesus, that they could touch, that they could eat with, that they could speak to, that they could hug. But who else is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God. And that's the whole purpose of Mark's gospel, to show us that Jesus is the Savior, that he's God's anointed Savior, but that also he is the Son of God, the one who is Lord over all. And that is something that we need to constantly have reminded to us, that in all the chaos that surrounds us, and this has been a pretty chaotic week, all agreed, and that in the midst of it all, and you may be thinking, "I'm not so interested in the massive kind of sphere of the world. My own life is chaotic." What we need to know is that the one who spoke and the storm was stilled is the one who is with us the one who has said, let's go to the other side. And because he has said that, we will make it. He is the one who is Jesus Christ, the Savior, God's chosen one, the Son of God. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of all. And is he yours? Is he your Lord? Are you submitting to him? Are you going his way? If you are, then be assured of this. Because he is the Son of God, and because he is Lord of all, you will make it to the other side.